Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
And if you thought two moons would be strange for this month, how about a massive cold front at the end of September? It's blanketing large parts of the country with a number of weather warnings that have been issued. These include very cold conditions with snow that's expected over the southern Highveld and the escarpment areas of Mpumalanga. It will also be a cloudy start to the weekend for Gauteng, Mpumalanga, Limpopo and the northwest. Isolated and scattered showers and thundershowers can be expected today. Pretoria up to 20, Joburg 18, Mpumalanga and Polokwane 17, Emalahleni 13, Rustenburg up to 25 degrees.
In your traffic, I'm afraid we've got the first two ongeluk of Ormond. Ormondi, M1 northbound, there's been a crash at Ormondi, opgehoop to verkeer, and the Crown. Oi, that's the last thing they needed. Main Reef Road, a crash at Press Avenue.
The EFF has rejected yesterday's 25 basis points cut in the interest rates. The party says while they welcome the much needed relief for the working class and consumers, the extreme conservatism demonstrated by the Reserve Bank remains a grave concern. And the vaccination campaign against mpox in the Democratic Republic of Congo is to begin on the 2nd of October. The country's Public Health Institute says there are more than 24,000 cases of the virus registered in the DRC. The vaccination campaign will last for 10 days. With that, looking at our business news. While the rand continues to flex its muscles after yesterday's first interest rate cut in more than 4 years, the local currency is still trading below the 17.50 mark to the dollar, maintaining those strongest levels in 14 months. In Asia this morning, markets built on the latest global rally after the jumbo US interest rate cut, while the Bank of Japan this morning left interest rates unchanged in their announcement that came through just a few minutes ago. A dollar trading this morning at 17.49, a euro 19.53, a pound 23.26. Gold jumped to new record levels, now trading at $2,592.14 per fine ounce. And oil also higher, and that's because of tension that's mounting in the Middle East. Oil at $74.06 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Khada D'Souza. More news at 7.
Hello, Mr. Work From Home. Where is he? Oh, there he is.
Hello, Mr. Work From Work.
Yeah, oh, work from work with a puffer jacket.
Well, plenty of rugby to look forward to this weekend. Yeah, I will too. I'm definitely trying to stay warm this morning. But looking forward to a massive rugby weekend. Los Pumas head coach Felipe Kotompomi has made some minor tweaks to his side for tomorrow night's rugby championship clash against the Boks in Santiago del Estero. The match could see either the Boks clinch the title or set up a decider against the Argentines next week. And now Sprite locks Franco Molina and Pedro Rubiolo will form a new lock combination. Joaquin Oviedo starts at number 8 for Juan Martin Gonzalez, who's joined on the bench by Guido Petit. The back line remains unchanged. In much the same vein, Sharks coach John Plumtree has made minimal changes to tomorrow's Curry Cup final against the Lions. Among the forwards, Emmanuel Chituka at 8th man, replacing Pepsi Buthelezi. Jorenzo Julius returns to outside centre and he'll partner Andre Esterhazen. That's after Francois Fenter was suspended last weekend for a red card. So, Mr. J, the Springboks play at 11. The Curry Cup final is at 4, which leaves all rugby fans with the conundrum, when do I start the bride? Love to hear your thoughts. And it's a tricky one. You have to really think long and hard about it. Well, staying with rugby, the Springbok women claimed a dominant 36-19 win over Spain at DHL Stadium yesterday. And more Champions League action last night. Selected results saw French club Monaco upset 10-man Barcelona 2-1. David Raya's double save ensured Arsenal a goalless draw away to Atalanta. Atletico edged RB Leipzig 2-1. Fire Note were hammered 4-0.